Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Friday is a Rouse's Football Friday here at WWL. And Jeff Palermo is brought to you by Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Good morning, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network news director. How are you?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay, sir. It's Friday. How bad could we be, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Should tell people 50% chance for showers, highs of 56 today. Tomorrow, 90% chance for rain, 70% on Sunday, highs of 59 Saturday, 70 Sunday. Then it settles down by Monday afternoon, I think, is what they're saying. Let's talk about LSU's recruiting class, because you got a nice article posted at WWL.com.
Well, right now it's small, considering what some of the other schools have, but there is certainly a quality over quantity with this recruiting class, and it starts with the nation's best defensive tackle signing with LSU officially yesterday, and that is Richard Anderson from Edna Carr. One of his teammates, Aiden Hall, a really big body, speedy safety, also signing with LSU. I think it's pretty impressive that Lane has been able to kind of keep this group together. We're still waiting to hear on Lamar Brown, who is the nation's number one overall player. He's a defensive lineman from University High. And when we were going into this early signing period on Wednesday, the belief was that both of these guys, Richard and Lamar, were going to hold off, wait, see who exactly will be their position coach, who's going to be the defensive coordinator. But after a lengthy conversation that Richard Anderson had with Lane Kiffin, he went ahead and officially signed yesterday. And who knows, maybe Lamar Brown does it today. Now, kind of what's, I don't want to say complicating this, but, you got semifinals of the high school football playoffs tonight. So these guys are also occupied with that. University High is traveling over to St. Charles Catholic and playing the Comets tonight in the semifinal game. And the Carr is taking on Catholic High. So you throw that into this, it's a crazy time, a new coach, these players trying to wrap their head around all this. And so, but for right now, LSU has got a good group. They would like to add to it. There's no running back. There's no quarterback in this class. But you are going to have the transfer portal come January 2nd. And then there are still going to be a few players that are high school players, quality high school players that are still going to be out there unsigned that you could come back and sign in February. But let's see. Maybe LSU signs a couple players today here to wrap up this early signing period.
When it comes to quarterback, who really is LSU competing for, and when it comes to getting players, competing against?
Well, here at this point, the problem is this kind of goes all back to the Bryce Underwood situation from a year ago, in that you know, you got to get these quarterbacks kind of locked in a couple years prior to their senior season. For instance, in the class of 2027, LSU has a commitment from they got a commitment from Pop Houston from Evangel High School up in Shreveport. Now, he's not graduating until next year, but they got the commitment now, and maybe they might get another commitment. A lot of these really good, the blue chip quarterbacks are committing to their schools sometime in the junior year. So for so long, LSU was recruiting Bryce Underwood. The thought was he was going to be LSU's quarterback for, you know, 3 years, 2 years, whatever it was. So and that was going to be in the class of 2024. So it was hard to get some of the blue chip quarterbacks to really look at LSU in class of 2025 because they thought they would have to play behind Bryce Underwood. Well, it turns out Underwood goes to Michigan. A lot of the big time quarterbacks have committed elsewhere. So it was hard for LSU's been in this constant catch up mode as far as trying to get a quarterback in this class. There was one player, Landon Duckworth, out of Alabama that they were really pushing hard for this year. He ends up signing with South Carolina yesterday. So I would imagine Lane Kiffin is going to go, he's going to go big time in the transfer portal. He's going to at least get a couple quarterbacks because LSU's depth at the quarterback position is very, very slim right now. You know, Garrett Nussmeier's graduating. Michael Van Buren, I presume he'll be back. Colin Hurley has actually left the team for personal reasons. And now you're looking at a walk-on quarterback in Amelia Pecorella and then Juwan Johnson, if you wanted to make that change once again to switch him back to quarterback where he was in high school. So LSU's really thin there, and I don't think Lane Kiffin's probably comfortable with it at all. So it's hard at this point. So that's why, you know, the transfer portal is going to be very important for them at that quarterback position, and I think at the running back position too.
That's why I wonder about the quarterback that went to South Carolina, because it would seem as though, I guess I'm wondering, what does South Carolina have that LSU doesn't? And if Lane Kiffin is a quarterback whisperer, why would he choose not to come here?
Well, again, a lot of this has to come down to, there is still a bit of relationship that's part of this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot of it is driven by money, and so it's just kind of hard to come on the scene. Now, granted, I'm sure that, you know, Lane was very familiar with him and all that. You know, the other thing is a lot of these NIL deals, especially here in the state of Louisiana, the high school prospects can start collecting on their NIL money while they're in high school, that the LSU collective could go ahead and start paying their NIL deal. So a lot of these guys that were committed by or have been committed to LSU and have signed, they've already been starting to receive their NIL packages. And it's actually I don't want to call it a loophole, but these NIL deals do not have to be approved. Remember when back in July, a change to the NIL system is that all these NIL deals have to be approved by a clearinghouse.
Right.
And but when they're in high school, they don't necessarily have to be approved. So there's really no guardrails on these things. So a lot of these kids are already getting money from their schools, and so that's why you don't see as much of the flipping as you did previously.
Getting money from the universities, not the high schools.
Well, from the collectives associated with universities.
Right.
Yes.
Yet, as far as high schools. The other day I was watching on TV, like old movies, I'm flipping around, and they got Canute Rockne, All-American from 1940, comes on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. now? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
When they're talking about paying athletes and everything, I'm thinking, yeah, right. 621 traffic now, WWL. 627, come on. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Friday is a Rouse's Football Friday here at WWL. Rouse is the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff, somebody wants to know about your thoughts. They texted in about the LSU's use of Harold Perkins Jr. this year.
Well, I think Harold had a good year. I don't know if it was a great, outstanding season. I still think his best attribute is a guy that gets after the quarterback. Sometimes he seems to me gets a little bit lost in pass coverage. I think there were some games, especially the Ole Miss game, the Vanderbilt game. Those were games where he didn't make as much of an impact as you needed him to make an impact. I thought towards the later part of the season here, he was starting to become a more of a playmaker. And, part of that though, Tommy, and it might not necessarily come down to coaching or so forth, but this was a kid who tore his ACL at the end of September of 2024. And, sometimes that takes really a full year for that, for you to start really feeling comfortable out there and starting to be the guy that you previously were prior to the injury. And that might have been the case a little bit with Harold Perkins. I think people forget it was significant in the fact that he was ready to go come preseason camp in August, despite tearing his ACL at the end of September of 2024. So he did all he could to rehab himself. It'll be interesting to see what kind of an NFL player he'll be. I think he's not going to go down as one of the greatest LSU defensive players. I think there will always be this feeling of what could have been or what should have been or anything like that. But I think he really did finish the season strong. He was much more of a impactful player here in the month of November, that's for sure, than he was, say, late September, early October.
Hopefully he'll find his spot in the NFL and self-actualize there. So when it comes to the bowl game, and, I kind of find it similar to the Saints in that there's really nothing to be gained other than evaluating talent and getting yourself ready for next year. Does Lane Kiffin pretty well know who's on the team now and what he has, or does he have to see anything from the bowl game?
Well, I guess we need to find out if, we're going to have any opt-outs. Will Garrett Nussmeier suit it up one more time? I guess that's a possibility. I don't think it's likely. Mm-hmm. I think it is an opportunity to evaluate from Lane's perspective. Frank Wilson will coach the team, though. But I think the biggest thing is just trying to figure out who the staff is, especially considering the reports that Blake Baker will take the head coaching job at Tulane. So you're going to have a defensive coordinator. And right now it's a weird time at the football ops building because you got the old staff working with the new staff, and you got to sort all that stuff out, too, before you get to the bowl game.
And a pending bowl game. That's the other thing that's weird. All right,
yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, as always, man. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. According to a new survey, fewer Americans plan on tipping as much as holiday season. And, of course, our survey question, drinks are free, bars open, bars fully stocked. What can I get you? Money's no limit. Price is no object, so let me know what you're ordering. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.